for me. Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human
being. When the operation of the machine so obvious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the game to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
In the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
For Crazy is Fridays. Oh, yeah. Hey, I know things are bad. You know things are bad. But you've got to share the sound, dumbass. Okay. Hey, here it is. Here it is. You know it. I know it.
Bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressmen because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your
chairs.
That's
right. Everybody needs to get up.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window.
You know where it's coming from. Yeah, go to your window. Yeah, and jump out there and yell, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Because let's be honest, you know, I know for me, I won't lie, for me, man, if you want me to get in action, if you want me to get rolling, if you want me to upset the apple cart, oh, yeah. It's, you gotta get me mad. And when you get me mad, I become not, maybe an immovable, not just an immovable object, but something that's gonna go on the roll. And, how should I say it? Many people don't like the results, when I go on the roll. Anyway, I like the results because, well, it's usually just me straightening crap out that I should have fixed, but, you know, I just tried to, tried to live a peaceful life and ignore it. Isn't that what we're all trying to do? We're all trying to live a peaceful life. We're trying to ignore all the political parasites and all the living bullshit that these sons of bitches, have been driving on us. I guess I should say yee-haw again. Hey, this is the Revolution in the Morning Show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported and commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and let's get the straight truth, not the mainstream bullshite that people seem to be swallowing by the hook, line, and anchor today. Yes, or sinker, however you want to put it. It seems that people will roll themselves in the most obvious propaganda and try to get you to feed on it, try to get you to believe it. Well, I'm telling you, it's a hell of a weekend that we got coming up here, so you better hold on tight. Is this, is the shit gonna hit the fan this weekend? It does every weekend, if you haven't noticed. That's when they do their stuff, you know, in the dark of night, on the weekends, out of the cycle. News cycle, most of the time, that is. So, yeah. Well, the world melts down and, you know, has a little shitty fitty as, Elon Musk's offer to, buy Twitter is meeting quite the resistance from liberals who, ironically claim free speech. Oh my God, we can't have free speech. No, wait. Free speech isn't all it's meant to be. That's right, we can't have freer speech. Yes, freedom is tyranny. Free speech, anti-free speech is now the liberal screed, the liberal talking point about Twitter. Oh my God. You know, it's too much free speech. Oh yeah. Hey, why are liberals trying to shut down minority speech? Period. End of story. Why are they trying to shut down minority speech? Is it because minorities don't have a voice in a democracy? Is this what liberals are essentially trying to tell us? Is this where they're coming from? Liberals have to control speech. Because if liberals do not control speech, they can't control anything. The only thing that the liberals today have is the mind control operation that's run by the New World Order. It's driven in and out of government and the public sphere like it's a road to hell in a handbasket. Don't forget, catch us on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, listener supported, commercial free, Revolution Radio. You can call in and listen at 518-906-1839. 518-906-1839. God, I've had a shitty night, guys. Sorry. I was up at 2 o'clock. Trying to get back to bed at 5:30. Yeah, everything seemed to happen last night. Went off schedule. Yes, anyway. So, while liberals find themselves on the other end of censorship now. That's right. So Twitter has suspended libs of TikTok featuring liberals talking about themselves. Evidently, you know, Twitter has become such a chicken crapper that Twitter suspended libs of TikTok for hateful conduct. It warned the site you may not promote violence against or threaten or harass other people on the basis of their race, their ethnicity, their national origin, their sexual orientation, their gender identity, yes, religious affiliation, the age, disability, or a serious disease. Does that mean that, you know, a serious disease, is that like Appalachia or whatever the hell it is, you know, where you've worn your wig too long, or, you know, you've matted your hair too long, or you wore what do they call those, extensions too long, and you've screwed your hair around so much it's fallen out. Yeah. Is that a serious disease? You know, it's idiocracy, right? It's idiocracy. Yeah. You know, that's going back to, liberals and, you know, Will Smith, slapping Chris Rock. The other day there was a minor traffic accident and, what happened? Oh, the guy got mad. And they were trying to exchange information. And evidently, the guy got a road rager and run the girl down, run her over, backed over her after he ran over her. Or did he turn around? I don't know which. He ran over her twice. She's in the hospital. He's in prison where he should be. No word if... speaking of prisoners and in jail and everything else, no word from New York if they have let the Frank James, that shooter guy, no word if they have let him out yet. In fact, you will see that disappear from the news headlines faster than Joe Biden shaking the hands of an invisible Elmo. Not a word in the mainstream media about the subway shooter, since he was a black man and he was a black nationalist who supported Democrats and was essentially a critical race trained hater. Yeah, it's like that, isn't it? Yes, no word on that, man. That's just right out the damn window, right out the news cycle. We'll never hear about that again. That's like the accidental driver at the parade that was intentionally trying to run people over Why? Because he hated white people. There's another mass bastard, mass murdering bastard, or, you know, that attempted murdering bastard that that the media doesn't want to look at. You notice that? Oh, man, hey, I won't be too long. They're going to be bringing up George Floyd again. You watch. In fact, yeah, I don't know if you heard, but the city of Minneapolis is asking for tens of millions of dollars, or $50 million from the U.S. government to rebuild all that was burnt down. Why don't they charge the group that was responsible for the protest? Yeah, the big lying Marxists. I mean, they bought what? Now it's up to $3-6 million houses. And plus they got a bunch of other monies. Remember, you know, over a number of years, you know, major corporations that wanted to look politically correct donated tens of millions of dollars, and it added up to over $1 billion essentially donated to the BLM and their sister friends. And you know, with all the money that was donated, how many townhouses, how many city blocks have they cleaned up and restored? Not a frickin' one of them. None of them. Not jack shit. They didn't help the community. They helped themselves. That's modern day activism. It's a job. It's not a help your community. Stakeholder my ass. Hell, they want to be your shareholder. Because they want you to work so they can collect money. Yeah, that's the United States government, how they think about people. Oh, gosh, we're in the hell, man. I'm bouncing all around here. I'm sorry. I need to get some, need to get structured here. Let's see. Let's get to this, here. What do we got here? I got some of these little clips. Here you go. Here's one for you. Down in Texas, illegal immigration. Migrants. No, illegal immigrants. Anyway, so, here's a guy that's at a, city council meeting, and he asked the mayor and the county judge and the council members that they'd like to take home an illegal immigrant, since they have essentially embraced the, how should we say it, the Flood America model.
Came into the country. I'm with an organization, actually. You'll hear me okay?
Yeah.
Cool. My name is Alex Rosen. I work for Miracles for Migrants. We are an NGO funded by multiple credible organizations and people. This is the World Economic Forum, George Soros' Open Border Society Foundation. And with the removal of Title 42, which will end up opening up our border and lead to an influx of undocumented persons coming into this great country, we are going to have to take care of them. Mayor Turner, I know you've been one of Donald Trump's staunchest detractors, declaring this place a sanctuary city, which gives amnesty and a haven to undocumented citizens. Lena Hidalgo, our county judge, is also sponsored by DREAM and endorsed by them, which is an organization for undocumented children. Here with me, I have three undocumented persons that came straight from the border approximately on March 28th. Since good leaders always step up to the plate, I want to ask you, mayor, judge, and council members, if you'd like to take them into your own homes, because we all talk a good game about, you know, obviously taking care of them and having tax money go to them. But I'd like you guys to try to take them into y'all's own homes. I have them with me right here. They're very great people. First, I have Juan from Guatemala.
No, you cannot have them up front. You cannot bring them up front, okay. Sir.
Yeah, so, hey, do you think they'll take these three illegal immigrants? Because they are illegal immigrants. If you come up and just walk across the border seeking asylum, immigration, whatever, that's illegal, okay? If you believe that if you are a refugee, you go to the first country that is supposed to be safe, and that is Mexico. If Mexico is not safe, then we actually need to shut the Mexican border completely, lock it down. I think, really, in all honesty, if we locked it down, it would be more effective than Russian sanctions. We'd block more Russians coming in the southern border than anywhere. Anyway, here, let this guy finish.
He has a warrant for arson in Guatemala City, but he just got a little bit carried away, and we all make mistakes. He's an obviously good person, and that doesn't mean he doesn't deserve a second chance. He came into this country to avoid prosecution, and he's a good soul, just a little bit of a misguided one. He needs a home for the next 5 years in order to avoid prosecution and potential death in Guatemala. Do any of the city council members want to take him into y'all's homes? Anybody? Going once, going twice? No? Okay. Next, I have Roberto from Mexico. He's unfortunately been out of a job since El Chapo got arrested. But he's very progressive. He'd fit into the city well.
Yeah.
We do love our diversity here. He identifies as a furry, specifically a coyote, and has come to America looking for a better opportunity and needs a home to stay in. He's very good with kids and makes an
Hey, all right. Wow, it's crazy. That's us just crazy, isn't it? I mean, it's frickin' nuts. 5 years. You come in illegally, and it's 5 years till you really get an immigration hearing to be said no. During the meantime, though, you have to work. You have to live. You have to eat. You have to crap. You have to learn. You'll have kids. Why would it take 5 years? Just think, 2 million people this year, 2 million illegal immigrants coming in, and all of them are supposed to have immigration hearings, okay? And with the Cloward and Piven immigration legal system that we have, it's nuts. Well, I was waiting for this, and there it was. Six extremist Jews have been arrested. Yes, they were planning on climbing atop of the Temple Mount in Israel and take a goat to be sacrificed. They were planning the animal sacrifice on top of the Temple Mount. The goat found at the suspect's home was still a virgin, outraging Muslims in the neighborhood. They said, how could that be? How could there be a virgin goat in our neighborhood? And we didn't know. It wasn't the fact that it was going to be sacrificed. Yes, they were all upset. Anyway, the suspects, residents of Jerusalem and Jerusalem settlements in the West Bank, were detained and taken in for questioning. The returning of the Mount extremist group, which advocates construction of a third Jewish temple on the site, that wants to house the two biblical temples, have circulated a flyer offering a cash prize to anyone who managed to offer a living sacrifice on the Temple Mount and to anyone arrested trying to do so. If you succeed, they were going to give you 10,000 NISs, I guess, and 400 if you get arrested with a goat or a lamb. God. Yeah, it's sheer craziness, isn't it? It's idiocracy. Ah, man, I just don't quite understand it all. It's, you know, it's unbelievable. I guess what I'm trying to say is going on what people do. You know, I have said this, and, you know, and, you know, we have really nice toys today. You know, we have cell phones and we have magic, you know, computers and digital cell phones, you know, internet connections and, you know, just technology the way it has advanced, you know, to people 100 years to 200 years ago, this would be magical. But our psychology hasn't changed. Our mental fitness, is that a good description? Our mental gullibility. You know, what was it? World War I. I always remember the one movie where, you know, the British major was and general was standing up there saying, "Your men, your honor, your strength as a Brit, you know, as a British Empire, will prevent you from, you know, getting shot down in the hail of bullets from the machine gun. Yes, your mind power will make you invincible." Nah, it doesn't make the flesh invincible. It makes you, totally, well, stupid. That's mass. Think about the mass thinking, you know, for soldiers to have to, go into a hail of bullets. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hey,
everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
I'm a little honey on the lone highway, left me for another on the lone highway. They killed dirty Don McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. We'll get you streaming around the world on iTunes. Talkstreamlive.com. TuneIn. Shoutcast. Winamp. Just a few of the streaming services that carry Revolution Radio. Oh, okay. Where should we bounce around to? I don't have a lot of stuff on the war in Ukraine. It's just normal everyday news today, except the Russians did lose a ship. The question is, was it the missile that hit it? Who launched it? Who guided it? You know, we already know from experiences in Syria that the United States of America used its AWACS planes, those air, I guess you could call them radar planes that fly over near areas and scan thousands of miles out. And anyway, so, we know that the U.S. used their AWACS in Syria to signal boost, and then use the GPS coordinates to hit Syrian targets when ISIS or al-Nusra or one of those other rebel groups would launch drones. They were essentially controlled and operated on the backbone of U.S. hardware. It's highly possible and probable that the United States of America was essentially instrumental in the operation of the backbone infrastructure, like Elon Musk, for example, with his Starlight Internet over Ukraine. Okay. Um, that will that could provide enough signal recognition, signal. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I do know the U.S., Mr. Rowe was talking earlier this morning that the U.S. has a place down, a base of some kind down in Odessa. And, that would be, you know, within that, that regional area, I guess I should say. But, you know, the Russians are in the process of, working to intercept all these arms shipments that are coming in, and they may get some of them. They won't get all of them, and this war in Ukraine will continue to escalate. And the question is, when does more war break out? The United States of America does not want peace in Ukraine, because it is a Vietnam-style conflict right on the Russian border. And the United States is essentially the military behind the curtain. And the Russians know this and understand this. But anyway, let's get back to another topic, okay? Australia, the prison colony, is overwhelmed with heart issues. And, you know, people are kind of finally starting to really question, starting to ask, why and what happened and why are all of these Australians, excuse me, getting heart attacks and having heart issues.
More than a dozen ambulances are waiting. It's the same story at the Ipswich Hospital. At some stages this afternoon at the Prince Charles Hospital, there was more than half a dozen waiting. Here at the RBWH, I counted at least 10 ambulances in the waiting bay. Now, the Health Minister's Office, Melissa, has been made aware of this situation. David Crisafulli, the opposition leader, just today went on the attack, accusing the government of being in the midst of a health crisis. But, Melissa, it's worth noting that the Queensland Ambulance Service has said that this afternoon is an unusually busy afternoon, but waiting 3 hours to drop patients off certainly is not standard procedure. Melissa, it will be very interesting to see how the government responds to this tomorrow, because there simply is no easy answer. There is.
Oh, so they can't even get people and drop them off at the hospital? I mean, really? You know, that just doesn't make much sense, does it? You know, we see this uptick in COVID related illnesses. That's what I call them, you know, COVID vaccine illnesses. Maybe that's the best way to say them and describe them. And yeah. So it's sheer crazy. It's sheer idiocracy. What else we got going on here? We might even have a guest the second hour. Let's see. Here's Peloton. Yeah, Peloton, you know, the bikes and the treadmills that were here, that were, how should we say it, the company skyrocketed and then crashed. Well, anyway, they hiked their subscription fees, slashed the bike price, as activists have urged the company to sell, you know, urges the company to sell. And, you know, listen, it's like the games and the computers and everything else that you end up with, you know, on your phone. It's literally just another extension of the crap that's on your phone. Thought I had done that. Let's see here what we got here. I must have missed the clip there. Aussie. Always, man, here, this could be a mistake. It's Crash Friday, right? Yeah. All right, it's Crash Today Friday. Y'all are having a great day. What else we find here? Oh, yeah. The White House is looking to send a high-level official to Kiev, possibly Biden or Harris. Yeah, hey, yeah, there you go. You want to bring the United States in to direct into this conflict? Yeah, we'll have Zelensky knock off Biden, and that'd be the best way to get rid of Joe, wouldn't it be? To have him all of a sudden have an accident as he was in Kyiv. Hey, that would be hell, wouldn't it? If you had that happen, the president of the United States is killed in Kiev. Now, the question is, who was the sniper and who actually did it? Everybody knows it would probably be Hillary Clinton, you know, trying to make sure that Kamala Harris becomes president. Or, you know, listen, if Kamala Harris goes over there, hell, it'd be Hillary Clinton to make sure that she doesn't become the first president. And Hillary can still, you know, become president. Yeah, it's a sad, sad state of affairs. Oh, God. Dang. But, yeah, that's just stupid, you know, the stunt with Boris Johnson and then other European leaders going to Kiev. That's just a political stunt. And, you know, it would not surprise me if, you know, they told the Russians, look, we're going to be at this certain place at this certain time. Please don't shoot us or don't launch any missiles. I don't know. It stinks to high heaven, every bit of it, every bit of it. But if you're going to give somebody, you know, are they going to withhold it? What do we get there? And if Joe says, I can't give you the money until you fire that prosecutor. I don't know. He might, you know. The other day, Joe Biden finished his speech. And he turned and then he stuck his hand out to shake hands with an invisible person and then kind of walked off the stage in a confused manner. Evidently before his speech, the person that gave him introductions got kind of a shake hands thing with the press. And I guess Joe didn't get that. He was upset, man. He wasn't very happy. Well, here this next story is, maybe Paul will ring in on this next story. Hey, here's one for you. New Jersey man in New Jersey, an all women's prison. That's right. An all women's prison. There are, women that are pregnant. How can you get pregnant if it's all women? That's right. It's liberal women. There's women that have penises at the Edna Mann Correctional Facility in Clinton, New Jersey. That's right. Anyway, the state's only all women's prison is slated for closure following complaints about sexual assaults and other problems. Yeah, in fact, they're pretty obvious when two of the incarcerated women became pregnant from other inmates. But if it's only women inmates, how could they get pregnant? The state has yet to explain that one. And liberals, haven't really said much, but the prison houses 27 transgender inmates who are biologically male, identifying as women. They were transferred to the facility beginning of 2019 following a lawsuit by the ACLU and a transgender woman who complained of suffering from abuse in a men's prison. However, now there's real women who are really pregnant. That's pretty confusing, isn't it, Paul? Hello? Yeah, there he
is. That a,
well, are you, you know, that confusing? Like,
yeah, sometimes you can have congregational calls with your other half, but if it's a max prison like you're referring to, and this dude has got tits but no anything dropped off yet, how can he get into a woman's prison?
Well, you just have to say, well, I feel like a woman today. Now, I may feel like a man.
I have to say I don't know biology because a black lady told me, and apparently she was a, a person of head of state, maybe a lawyer or even, I don't know, you know. A judge said,
I don't know what a woman is. Hell, if a judge don't know what a woman is, how would the rest of us? But remember, this judge that doesn't know what a woman is married and has two children.
Well, exactly. How does that happen? I'm sorry. It has to be two females or two males. Males can get pregnant, don't forget. Males have the right to get pregnant.
Now I'm confused, man. I'm just serious. It's idiocracy. You know, it's buying into someone's fantasy or their sexual dysphoria, you know, that they believe that they're male or female, and then you know, to me, it's like treating the kid that has the invisible friend and, you know, treating as if the invisible friend is real. And, you know, you and your invisible friend get the duo, you know. You got to be schizophrenic, you know, to have a chorus. But it's crazy. It is the bending of words and words that define reality, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know, and, you know, there are physical things that are, you know, defined. You know, they're definite to me. To me, male and female. To me, everybody else can think whatever they want. But, you know, you are going to be either male or female, except for a very small, you know, sliver of genetic malformations there. A real hermaphroditic person. It's crazy. And, you know, I don't know if it's...
If you're a real hermaphroditic person, you have to go to India because they're one of the best people, well, that I've known of through, you know, documents and, you know, and documentations and even TV. But, yeah, hermaphroditic people, you know, there are a group, you know, so... Which is quite amusing. They've got both genitals or double of genitals too. Over.
Wow. That's talk a, about have two left confusing. Feet. Yeah. That'd be hell of a thing. Be a Siamese. Yeah. That's like being a Siamese twin of some kind and sharing the same genitals. What kind of relationship is that? Anyway, hey, here I got a question for you. What's the oldest person you know that got a tattoo?
That's got a tattoo?
that got a tattoo. They got inked at that, at an age. There was a woman that got a tattoo. She just started getting tattoos in her 90s. And she just turned 105. And so she got a gold key on her breast or chest. I started laughing. Well,
honestly, but evidently, 90, over 95 or whatnot, I'm pretty sure your brain ain't feeling no pain no more. So it's all.
Oh, no. Yeah, you feel pain over there. Yeah. I mean, I wish that was true because I know some people that were that old and they, yeah, they still felt pain. That's,
Don't get me wrong.
That's unfortunate.
I'm not trying to say that.
You know,
I'm just trying to put in a good thing.
You know, yeah. How does Australia handle illegal immigration? Particularly those that aren't.
We make them swim back home. It's easy. We make them swim back home. They don't make it.
Well,
no. Yeah. Honestly.
I'm waiting for Australians to crash the U.S. border in Mexico just to get in as refugees. You think, I mean, every other country in the world's there.
That'd be quite amusing if at least a million Australians, Aussies go, nah, mate, you can't bloody, that's not a knife, this is a knife, you know. Crocodile Dundee, yeah.
Well, you know, we're expected, you know, this year, this fiscal year started in November, I believe, for the federal government, or was it November or September? Hell, I forget. But they're expecting to have 2 million illegal immigrants, you know, crash the border, and most of them get caught, or those are the ones that get caught. Okay, they don't even count the ones they don't get caught. So these 2 million people are going to get a hearing on their immigration status 5 years from now. Do you think that's a problem?
Oh, I definitely do. Mate, it's, can you come live in, you know, over here?
I go in Australia. Can I, yeah, go in Australia, man. Take 5 years till I get my my hearing. Oh, that'd be sweet. unless they sent me to one of those Chinese COVID hotels. That's some rank crap going on up in China with the crackdown, the lockdown. In Shanghai, those video clips that are coming out are pretty horrendous.
They're trying to starve them to death, apparently, but maybe not. But yeah, the Yangtze River is going over again, and the borders, and you know, we don't get told much about China, but yeah, they've been getting floods once more, and you know, roads are getting down and. You know, but also, if you don't do what the Chinese party wants, that's it.
Yeah, that's,
the fun part about China and, our Australian idealism, we gave them all the tooling to do half of the demo automotive stuff, and then they stole the rest. They stole the Holden and the Ford. Toolings. That's where it got sold to, well, actually bartered to somehow. Our stupid politicians are just dumb. But anyway, we can make better friggin' tooling anyway because we've got the knowledge and the resources. But yeah, we're just waiting to use it correctly. We spend billions and billions and we only got 25 million people. How can we spend billions and billions, right, with only 25 million people? This is just outrageous on the government and us citizens.
Well, it adds up.
You know, everybody
that
gets
one of the highest taxes and the highest petrol prices.
You have to understand, you know, that's how capitalism is. Everybody gets 10%. And if your government is involved,
everyone gets a picture. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody in the government gets 10%, you know, so that's an add on to the cost of that flu shot. So the flu shot probably costs, you know, $140,000 by the time it's all said and done. By the time, you know, big pharma and everybody gets everybody's cut. And, you know, that's an exaggeration. But, you know, that's really, you know, that's how it seems that government contractors work is, you know, they bid for a job extra high. Because they have to pay the politician to get the job, if that makes any sense. I mean, it's just a part of the grift system, government. Anytime the government spends a dollar.
Yeah, the Americans have always greased palms, and now the Chinese are following suit. And you wonder why Joe Biden, well, actually, Joe Biden should have a make sure that he's smart enough to actually read from a teleprompter at any given time. Because, honestly, he shouldn't be there. He's just making a mockery, and his son and his family and the rest of them should be indicted.
How much money can you grift? I mean, you know, this is what pisses me off. The average American, the average person in the world, you know, if they had $3, $2, $3, $4 million, you know, they effectively could live fairly well the rest of their lives. You know, not extravagantly in a $30,000 a month house rental, you know, and crap like that, that Hunter Biden is doing. And, you know, it just seems like the grift lifestyle that these politicians run is the same kind that drug dealers get into when they make a lot of money and they're living high on the hog. And next thing you know, the trough is dried up. We're getting ready to hit the break. You know, stay. We'll be right back. Station promotions coming right now. Call in and listen, or just call in and join us. 540-352-4452.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
That things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
but I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
The pill has been taken. The blinders are off. Are we in the end game? Or are we simply living a replay of a time that's already happened with no choices? Different people have different points of view. When it comes to creation versus evolution, my point of view, we were created to evolve. The Red Pill, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern in Studio B. www.freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Check it out.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning, Come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. It's time for Crazy Ass Fridays on the Revolution in the Morning Show. Streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. And catch us on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, just a few of the streaming services that carry Revolution Radio. You can change the world in this time of universal deceit. All you have to do is pay attention. And when the fat, naked man comes out and says, "Look at my beautiful robe," you say, "What robe, you big, fat, naked old man?" Yeah, don't pretend.
Don't play the game. Don't fall into the psychological trap and the propaganda of the news and the views of others today. Think for yourself. Analyze the information. So often, it doesn't make sense to people, and they follow the official line of bullshit, and they end up with, well, let's just say, health issues. They end up on the wrong side of history because they drank the Kool-Aid. The Jim Jones media that we have today isn't just here in the United States. It's in Australia. It's in New Zealand. It's in China. It's in India, Germany, Europe, the UK. It's infested everywhere, the corporate parasite propaganda media, feeding you the algorithms and the pablum of the New World Order reset crowd. If you like Klaus Schwab, you're welcome to him. As far as I'm concerned, yeah, he's worthless. So are these billionaire mind-controlling elitists. Hell with them. If you want, you can call in and listen to the show at 518-906-1839. That's right. I'll say that again. Studio A, Revolution Radio, 518-906-1839. To reach Studio A, 1-859. To reach Studio B, 518-906-1859. For B, 1-839. For Studio A. So what other stuff we got to talk about? Oh, let's see. Don't forget the archives. That's right, the archives at Revolution Radio, where you can get the shows that were previously played or aired live. They're recorded there. Don't forget to, how should I say it, to make a donation, if you can, to Revolution Radio. I know things are tight, and if you can, donate a little bit each month. It will all help, and it will all add up. So God bless you, and thank you all for your help. Let's see. Did I forget anything? Did I forget anything, Paul? Okay. And see here you
hang on.
There you
are. I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to unmute myself. I understand. Yee-haw! Yes. And this is Welcome to Revolution Radio. And $2 just per month, per person, maybe. Right? It doesn't have to be every month. It can be every second month or every third month. It doesn't matter. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio with Neil. Oh, sorry, Mitchell Pump. Sorry. I went Australian there. I was going to say Neil Mitchell, and that's an Australian broadcaster. That's quite amusing.
Okay.
Yeah, he works on ABC.
I've been called pretty much everything in the book, so. Yeah, I've been called pretty much every cuss word in the book, too, and that's okay.
That's an Australian broadcaster, which is quite amusing, and I didn't get that. Mitchell Pump, down in Melbourne town. So
down in Melbourne town.
And I've still got 1 hour of Friday. How's that?
Is it Friday or is it? It's still Friday there, ain't it? Yeah.
It's still Friday. You're for 1 hour in Melbourne.
Okay.
And Sydney and Queensland.
Oh, hell.
Otherwise, yeah, New Zealand's gone. We're already into Saturday. Thank you. out to my New Zealand people. Oh, we haven't had the New Zealand fantastic bloke for a while because he got sort of, kicked off again, you know. My God, gosh. Skull buggery is always good for my New Zealander people or people who know the New Zealander person, right? I'm not going to give it away too much because I don't want to get in trouble in case I'm wrong. So, but anyway, our New Zealand friends.
You know, somebody asked the other day if they wanted a, if I could get me, they could get me a copy, what I wanted. I said, a copy of what? I said, they said, the Hunter Biden laptop. I said, hell yeah. I said, they now have 200,000 emails. And, you know, I mean, I could sit here for just, you know, I mean, I would take up every spare hour on Revolution Radio and be reading Hunter Biden's emails.
That'd be funny.
I would read them all on live on air if I had them, you know, so, yeah.
It'd be funny as, but one of our, foreign correspondents, a news reporter, affiliated, you know, just as news reporting, she went freelancing. She got a hold of that and she wrote the book.
Oh, and yeah. It's
she's well, not actually Australian. So, we've got another Australian that's actually locked up for doing something less, actually. Julian Assange.
God, man. He's so railroaded. You know, the people that shot up those reporters and that group of people and, you know, they murdered those guys in Iraq.
That's right.
Julian Assange exposed it. And, you know, they have essentially, you know, they have committed enough resources that, they want him dead. And, you know, I'm surprised they haven't killed him. You know, I'm surprised they haven't killed him in Marsh. What is it? Marsh, something prison.
Yeah. In the UK.
I'm surprised that somebody had, you know, thrown, you know, hot.
I'm just dumbfounded by Australians, we're like Americans, you know.
Yeah, they rot, they're bought and sold like the pimps and whores of the New World Order. Just like the Americans are. I mean, I have lost so much respect for the American government in the last few years, because of essentially they don't serve the American people. And it doesn't appear that the Australian government serves the Australian people. You know, they believe like in Canada. You know, like, I mean,
they're all showing their true colors, don't you think? I like Cyndi Lauper. I see your true colors shining through. Yep. Good luck. Mate, we see past.
Hey, true
bloody,
colors. Did you see that? If you see that selfie of, oh my God. Speaking of true colors, did you see that selfie that Madonna put out the other week? It was
that horrible looking face.
It was, oh my God. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh my God. I thought she was part of The Walking Dead or whatnot. I thought it was.
I thought she had some kind of lung surgery or something that went horribly wrong, man. Horribly wrong.
A zombie on The Walking Dead, well, apparently.
I don't know. Maybe there was an ad campaign for, you know, Mrs. Ronald McDonald or something. I don't know. You know, Grandma McDonald. Hell, you know, cause she kind of, you know, added a little yellow and red. I mean, she really did look like a clown.
Literally.
I was like, what the hell? What the hell happened there?
Good God. She dropped her jawline and it looks like a witch, right? I thought she was the Wicked Witch of the West. If you just gave her a little green tinge and a black and white screen and a hat.
Oh, I don't know.
And a cape. Right. You know, the one that fell on the house.
I thought somebody had photoshopped it.
At first,
when I saw the picture, you know, I was thinking somebody just photoshopped it and threw it in a meme. And then later I saw, you know, saw it different other places and I realized that no, it actually looked like that when she posted it. So.
Yeah. We're not in Kansas anymore, are we, Toto?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, other news here. Here's some news in the United States. A judge has denied ex-Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman his request to dismiss the charges brought by John Durham that he lied to the FBI. Sussman attempted to reason with the judge and tell the judge that, look, yeah, I lied to him, but it wasn't material in the investigation, to initiate the investigation. So they're essentially saying, admitting that they lied to the FBI, but what they lied about didn't result in an investigation into Donald Trump.
It was only minor. It's okay. No, it was only minor. It wasn't anything to do with any government.
It was a white lie. It was a white lie.
Yeah, a little white lie, you know? When you say to him, I didn't mean it.
That's racist. What the hell you mean a white lie? That's colonialism. Damn it. I knew they were racist. But yeah, I mean, it's sheer crazy. I mean, it really is, Paul. They had a seditious conspiracy against Trump for years. And they didn't, prosecute Hillary. They didn't prosecute any of these people. In fact, they never even looked. And, you know, they've essentially been in cover-up mode for the deep state. The media is still covering for the New World Order and their reset, and particularly the people, I guess, that implement it. I think they all should be in prison. Okay, do you have an empty jail down there we can send them to? You got some place up there near Tasmania that, you know, is, just a hell hole, that, you know, they can't escape from, that we can send these folks,
We got lots of islands. We've got this lovely one right near that's uninhabitable, right? Seriously.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
Uninhabitable. Right next to Antarctica. It's this little damn old thing in between South Africa and Australia, right? We can just shove them all there and say, we'll drop you off, give you a couple of tents, and good luck. With helicopters only.
Yeah. We give them, throw them a bunch of some potted meat and some of those Vienna sausages. Yeah, well, Vienna sausages.
I'll give them anything that they need, everything that they need, actually. But if they can keep it on the island and we put them on the top. There's no water there, so they'll have to catch rain. And when the rains come, they're really, really bad storms. And, yeah, good luck. If you're in the tent, you get blown away. Off. The cliffs. So that's why it's inhabitable.
Yeah.
You know, perfect place for them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't have, you know, these crooks that have essentially, you know, destroyed the world for everybody, need to be held accountable. But I don't, know if humanity has the power.
I say put them in a little rowboat up in the Northern Territory of Australia where all the saltwater crocs are, you know, and some sharks too.
Yeah, but more. Right? Oh, yeah, more than likely, though.
See if
they
you
would
can
be putting
paddle
us there.
From there to there. And see if you can make it through the mangrove forest without getting your toes chopped off by really, really massive mud crabs. And
oh, that sounds like fun.
I know.
That sounds like fun, man. I mean, that stuff we used to do.
Through Australia to make it to the mainland. To make it to Darwin. Yeah. We'll drop you out there and you got a couple of rafts and this and that. We'll give you a couple of bits and pieces, but we won't tell you what's there. Mind you, there's the worst jellyfish in the world that will kill you. There's the worst crocodiles that will eat you. And
jellyfish will get you.
But when you get in there, right, into the swamps and this and that, you got monitor lizards and goannas and stuff like that. You got a whole lot of other stuff. And then when you get into the center, you got cassowary, which is a big ass emu, but it's smaller than an emu and smaller than an ostrich, but it's got 10 times the aggressiveness of both of them.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. I guess we'll need more Bernays sauce.
And if they get past them, don't forget the coastal taipan, which is the seventh deadliest snake in the world.
Well, here's the thing. You know, once we get past the crocodiles, it won't be any problem because we'll have luggage.
Well, you won't see him again.
No, yeah, we'll have luggage. Yeah, we'll have lunch and luggage. I'll eat a croc. Well, I don't mind.
But we had one of, I gotta, say one thing. We had one of the best prime ministers in the world. His name was Harold Holt. During his prime ministership, a third term, he went for a swim off Portsea. Right? I swam off Portsea. Yeah.
Not good.
I reckon he got
that. Not good.
Yeah. He went for a long swim off a short pier. Like what we say in Australia, he took a long, long walk off a short, short pier and never come back.
So you basically said he went to have lunch with a croc?
No, a great white shark.
A great white shark?
I'm not up in Queensland.
No, that's okay.
I'm in Melbourne.
That's okay. I mean, I gotcha. I mean, yeah, great white shark. I bet they taste good too.
actually, they scare the living shit out of you.
Well, yeah, of course they will.
Considering they can
but they all taste good.
Considering they can migrate from Australia to bloody South Africa and all around the world.
They can go all over the world.
Good luck. And then certain. I was lucky enough not to get.
I'll tell you, on a sidetrack note, I've had some shark meat. And from the center of the back, like it would be, I guess, like a tenderloin on a cow.
It's called flake.
Yeah.
We eat shark all the time. We've got banjo shark. We've got, And right.
That was really,
it's all like
tender. You cooked, yeah, if you cooked it properly, it was almost like a scallop, almost. But, you know, you had to cook it properly. But, my family, you know, every year, you know, we were going down to the ocean, you know, for 2 weeks, actually probably 4 weeks out of the whole summer, you know, and, you know, we were down there fishing, you know, catching flounder and, sea trout, weak fish, they call them, and, spot. You know, sometimes, you know, pretty much anything we could catch. That was ocean fishing. And we lived, you know, where we lived at that time, younger, you know, we lived right near a larger river. And, so we, you know, my grandfather actually owned islands in the river. Now they're still in the family. So, you know, I don't think we have the number of exotic fish in our freshwater as you do down there. We would go down and, you know, I used to laugh because, where we would fish was kind of sometimes it was in a channel that was right behind where we would stay. And there were sandbars out there and, you know, people would come and they would swim right off the back, dock there. And, you know, the next day you see the shark fin, you know, out in the channel, you know, 40, 50 yards away, not that far. And, the channel behind the other ones where they, you know, they used to catch, you know, they used to catch, very, 12 foot sharks out there. And, and we used to laugh because we'd be out there, you know, clamming and, you know, raking clams on the sandbars and stuff. And, you know, we're not.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah. We're not even thinking about the water. You know,
unless you're in 4 foot of water, then they can come and get you.
4 foot of water.
But they only get your ankles because they're only little. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, if you see a big one, they won't go in 4 foot of water.
Hey, there's the break. We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
In the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law. You enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's hybrid. Welcome to the crypt.
Ha, 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 ha.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. Yeah, it's a Revolution in the Morning show. It's crazy ass Fridays. And well, you know, time eventually does catch up to crooks and evil people. Ed Buck. B-U-C-K, sentenced yesterday. Yes, nicknamed Dr. Kevorkian. He had at least 10 victims. The Democrat activist from California would inject black men who he had a fetish for with methamphetamine, taking them to the brink of overdosing and effectively killing two of them. Yes, Ed Buck got 30 years in prison. So some people wanted to have life without parole, and some his lawyers wanted just 10 years. Buck's attorney sought a 10-year sentence rather than relegating him to death in prison. Yes, he is 67 years old already. So the question is, how much of this 30-year sentence would a person be eligible for parole?
So I would imagine, you know, if he serves one third of his sentence, he would be eligible, for parole. So,
I reckon,
what do you think?
People can live up to 99 or even 100 years. So let it stay all the way and make it a life sentence. Mate, don't let him get out on some technicality because, oh, my organs are failing. No, who cares? Let him rot. Let him
get sodomized. I agree. Yes, he should.
That's what they all should do. You know, I'm sorry, I don't like to be on that aspect, but certain people deserve certain circumstances, which is quite amusing. You know?
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. You know, there are people that commit such heinous crimes. They're, you know, the world is better off without them. And as much safer without them. You know, and that's one of the things,
If I seen the Queen of England today, I'd still knock her in the face even though she's 100 or coming up to it. Who cares? Die already. You know? Hello?
Yeah.
Some people just should die. You know, the good die young apparently is a saying, but yeah, the evil rule forever almost. That's the other one, you know, and how can we stop that? Which is quite amusing because we already see it in our faces. You know, it's not that hard. We're the ants. They're the bloody grasshoppers, you know, and then we can feed them to the birds or the sharks. For real.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have to have equal justice, and we have to have equality. You know, it's far too often, you know, people are so biased by their own, the people that are around them, they don't even realize that, you know, how biased they are. I guess it's just, you know, all of our inherent similarities and our inherent differences that we have.
But that's bullshit, though. Nah, sorry, Mitchell, I've got to say that's bullshit because I've been around all walks of life, all different cultures and the whole lot, and I've been around some fantastic people and some really horrible people. In all cultures, all walks of life, and often referring to, you know, religions too. Doesn't really matter. It depends, you know, whom you are, how you are, and how you're acting. 9 out of 10 times, if you're walking the street and this and that, you see a person that in, you know, need, you know, I'm not saying in a junkie type of scenario person, I'm just saying in a normal type of scenario. Ask you nicely, can I have a direction here or a direction there? You do it, no problem. Or you say, sorry, I don't know where you're
going. My car broke down. You know, not from this area.
That's not a big wise thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Help the person out. Absolutely.
If you can, you will. If you can't, we say, sorry, I can't, you know. But the politicians will go, oh, I always can, I 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 can. And they can't do anything except for bloody rot your money. Have you ever known an honest politician, no, this is funny, that didn't work? Oh, sorry.
Politicians never work. They just work the system. But that's how, you know, that's what a professional politician has essentially become. You know, they really aren't public servants. Michael J. Anderson calls them public serpents. They're, you know, they're parasites today more than anything.
But do you see our problem worldwide?
Oh, gosh, which one?
Politicians. That's the swamp. Get rid of the career politicians. Plain and simple. Put fresh blood in. You know, people who actually know how to run a job, not how to run a country into the ground, into massive debt. Sorry, America.
You're right. We hire people that don't have the practical experience, we vote people in who don't have the practical experience or the inclination to do the job. You know, they're in there for, you know, the paycheck, the prestige, the power. You know, they're essentially there doing everything except really what they were voted in to do.
A person on the dole but being overpaid. The leechest of the leech, but in power, you know? Now, when people lose their employment, they can get 3 months on some sort of employment for the American scale, as far as I know, only for 3 months. Why do the politicians get it forever?
Yeah. I don't know. Now, here in the United States, you know, if you were working for several years at a job and you would essentially end up with unemployment benefits. I don't know if they had the extensions on and all that other stuff, but I mean, it was literally 24 weeks, you know, 26 weeks that you could stretch out your unemployment to. And if you worked in between there, it would kind of stretch it out even more. But, you know, the way the system is set today, you know, it's a, they keep bringing in, foreign labor to suppress the lower end, particularly of the labor wage market. And then, you know, since 1/3 of Americans, essentially that's their employment, you know, they're being displaced, you know. So they're taking the middle class and they're making it the low class. So they're, you know, there's.
That's right. They're ripping off the middle classes that are hardworking and really good patriots into the, what is it now? How many people come through the border?
They say they're going to be 2 million that they're going to count this year. 2 million. How many didn't they catch?
Yeah, 3.4 million already. So not quite 4 million, but 3. So it's going to be about over the next 2 years or 3 years, maybe, depending. On your November, I'm pretty sure it's November, isn't it?
I'm not sure, but it's just nuts. Memphis. I mean, it is. And it really doesn't even matter what fiscal year, you know, because the numbers, the only thing that...
You've got a president that doesn't even know his bloody wife's name. Oh.
Hey, man, now that's President Depends. He'll be the first presidential spokesman for, you know, an adult brief. I mean, that's why they call Joe the Depends Man. Cause it just depends if Joe's got his Depends on or not. But, they've got to push. See, to wipe away all of this so-called bad media, bad press, they have to find something to blame it on that will stick. And, you know, they've been trying, you know, the other day Biden made a speech and, he called it Putin's price hike. And he was talking about the inflation. And it's an absolute joke. And people don't believe it and people don't buy it. And I really think that they're letting Joe, you know, all during the campaign, they kept him in the basement. They kept him limited, you know, all of his speeches, everything. They already knew that he was, didn't have much of a brain left. And by the time he's been elected, and now that it's been a year, they're going to replace Joe and use him as the scapegoat and this, how should I say it? Pity party.
The laughing hyena.
No, a pity party.
Hyena. But,
well, yeah, we'll go to knee pads next.
oh no, don't bring Barack back.
No.
Barack. Knee pads.
No, you know, Kamala Harris, you know, is the knee pad reference. I don't know if you're aware of that. She, essentially got her start.
I thought Barack was first. I'm not going to go there.
No, that's okay. You know, Barack Obama,
Michelle Obama.
Well, yeah, he may be Bathhouse Barry and he may be that, but you know, Kamala Harris actually, you know, had an affair with her boss and that's how she essentially got her start in politics and kept getting boosted in California politics. So, you know,
I didn't have relations with Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. Kamala Harris. And see, I'm waiting for somebody to ask, you know, hey, did you give Willie Brown blowjobs while you were the city attorney general? You know, and did you have sexual favors for, you know, your political campaigns? But, you know, none of these journalists have the guts to ask stuff like that because, you know, you would never get into another one of their events. That's why they don't do it in the White House and other places. You know, that's why these journalists act so polite. You know, when you have such pigs.
We've got dictator Dan Andrews. No, but we've got dictator Dan Andrews down in Victoria. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. Dictator Dan Andrews. You know, the Victorian one, you know, where he lets the police build up everybody and kills 800. He killed more people in Vietnam than the war that we sent over in, you know, lockdowns. Because lockdowns. Yeah. How's that? Dictator Dan Andrews. Yeah, quite amusing. If you want to talk about politics, go right down to Melbourne, Victoria, Dictator Dan.
Don't worry, they came out. Don't worry, you know, down in Victoria and other places, you know, they have come out and said, don't worry. We're a kinder, gentler police than we used to be when we were beating your heads for protesting about COVID.
And shooting.
Now, did you have your jab? Did you get jabbed?
Yeah. Or did you get belted?
Did you get belted?
Protesting. Yeah.
It's crazy. Stomped
by our horses, too.
It's crazy.
You know, mate, people with, short-term memory, that's a great politics song back in the day. Midnight Oil had a song called Short-Term Memory, which is quite amusing. If you can just bring it up, just go... in the middle, right? Short-term memory. He'll just go, right, and must have a bad memory. And, yeah, it's at the very start, so it's quite amusing. I'm pretty sure we can get away with about 15 to 30 seconds for it. We won't get in trouble. I endorse it. And I've actually met Peter, so, yeah. So, the fun part about it is, politicians and the people, they always stand side by side. Because, hello, they've always ripped us off, and we already know. But the fun part about it is, the news gives us a short-term memory. And that goes on radio, or TV, or up to date with Twitter, and, you know, all devices that we have now. You know, not many people can, if you're my age, you can still type in a phone number instantly on an old phone pad, or any phone pad for that matter. But if you were trying to do it way back when, up to date now, you've got 10 numbers instead of 7 or 8. But yeah, now we've got 10, and most people don't know, because people lose their phones every damn time. And, you know, I know myself, I've lost phones, you have to change your number. It's just ridiculous. But if you've got a landline, it's always there.
Well, you know, one of the things too, though, is today, you know, with our smartphone and automatic dialing, you know, I mean, I can still remember my grandmother's phone number, you know, that I used to dial all
the time. My grandma still lives, and I still got her phone number in my head.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it.
And, you know, and I'm my uncle and, you know, other people, you know, from years ago, or my used to be home phone number and stuff like that before I had a cell phone. And
exactly.
Now, you know, I couldn't tell you anybody else's phone number that's in my cell phone. Maybe one or two of them, but, you know.
That's about it, yeah.
Not like I
the
used
important,
to.
Important two is about yeah. it. Yeah,
and
nowhere near as what we had. I could ring both grandparents, father, mom, everyone.
Yeah.
Right? Sisters.
But see, that's a great example. See, that's a great example of why and how, you know, cell phones and computers and all this access to information, you know, how we used to read that stuff and we would learn it, we would internalize it. Now, because there's so much of it and there's so much access to it, it bypasses us so fast. And as you were trying to say earlier, you know, we hear it, but, you know, we definitely, we don't learn a damn thing from it.
It's a short-term memory.
Basically, it goes through one ear and out the other.
That's right. It's a short-term memory now.
Yeah. And it's because of the news cycle.
In bounces
more
around
information,
the buggers off.
Yeah, you know, more information piled on top of each of the rest, and then the others. You know, it displaces.
But it's all false information. It's all he say, me say.
Well, that's true. That is true. But it's still, you know, information. And, you know, it's like making a stack of pieces of paper. And every time you learn something, you put on that stack. And if you're not refreshed, that's the reason why the media is so effective, because they refresh those narratives, you know,
yeah,
and they keep
like
those memories. You know, they keep
them. Keep that short-term memory into a long-term memory. Which is not quite really responsive or good for you. Because
you
kept on state of fear you gotta reboot sometimes. And lucky for Revolution Radio listeners, we already do that. And to the other people who who are learning with Revolution Department Radio. Didn't mean to burp there. It's fantastic to, correspond, but you've got to reboot out of the system. Sometimes you just got to go look at a bird or pat a dog or scratch a cat or, see a squirrel run around, see if you can throw a rock at it. Try hit a squirrel. I know I've tried.
Well,
throw a rock at a squirrel. Try and get the squirrel. They laugh at
that's
you.
Okay. I got, lots of rats in the tail, rats with tails, funny tails in the trees around here. I just joke.
I'm Australian.
Yeah, man. We
are. And I'll throw rocks at squirrels.
Yeah, well, you got Morrison too. So, we got Biden.
I jumped on a beaver. Almost 2 meters away from a beaver. It was annoying the hell out of me. But, yeah. I held a black bear, in the water. I sent a partridge, not in a pear tree, but in a tree. I seen raccoon, I seen a skunk, and all of these, not your country, but close to it, Canada.
Oh, Canada. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a different land altogether.
seen moose.
Hey, we're coming to the
moose.
End of the show
I've
here,
seen,
friend.
Yeah, I've seen,
Oh, moose are nice.
Moose are huge. Yeah. They're bloody huge. Yeah. anyway, that was my, idea in Canada. There's a few others that I missed out, but, I had a puppy dog. Well.
A who?
While I was. Hello?
You had a puppy dog?
Yeah. Well, not quite a puppy dog. It was an old dog. Sled dogging dog.
Sled dog.
The Iditarod. Or the Quest, if anyone knows that. Yeah. Don't you worry.
You say, oh, man, you trespass into the United States? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, there's the break.
Oh, maybe.
God bless.
No, but it isn't. No, actually, I didn't because I still had the visa.
Okay. You didn't trespass. All right. So, you should have come in and said you needed refugees. Hey, thanks, everybody. You have a great weekend. God bless. Good day. And good luck. Yeah.
Revolution Radio.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON.